Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on earth. Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast. You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano and Matt Gretchor.
Get.
What?
I'm funny.
Yeah, funny.
Hey.
Well then, here we are.
Hey, we've got Triple A Silence.
We do.
Welcome to episode 34.2.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 34.1 died.
That's a shame. I think that's a good idea, too.
We sang Beautiful Day on a 40-degree day.
In the car park outside the Fifth Province.
But we were so loud, we broke the computer.
Oh.
We were loud. It was the volume that broke it. It wasn't,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't our insurmountable lack of talent. That's a very, very good phrase that you use.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's never used in context properly. Because you refer to yourself sometimes. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's why I was questioning whether you were indeed correct.
Well, I've been wrong before, but not about this.
Because last night I went to see Virgil Renardi and three other musicians whose names escaped me. Steve Hunt on keyboards. Don't know if you know him.
No.
He did a keyboard solo.
Yeah.
I don't mean in the context of a song. I mean everyone else left and he did a keyboard solo.
It was mad, crazy, amazing.
It was just, it was fine. It was fine.
Yep.
But it was Virgil Donati.
Yep.
Does the music of Alan Holdsworth.
Which is funny because he's a drummer.
Yeah.
Not a guitarist.
And they didn't do just Alan Holdsworth stuff. The guitarist did one of his songs.
Yeah, okay.
And Virgil did one of his songs.
Yeah, right.
But more to the point, I leaned over to Sam during the keyboard player's solo and said, I didn't come here for this. And he said, no one did.
Well, given
how
many solo gigs I do, I probably can't make comment on people doing solos.
No, it's different though.
Yeah, it is, you're right. There's a little bit about kind of the remarkable facility of those musicians that it is lost on me. And I'm a player. I get how good something is. I'm not a player.
Oh.
But I'm a, you know, I mean, I can often go, oh, I get what's happening here.
Hmm.
But I guess I prefer Harry Potter style music, which is accessible and appeals to the child in me, as opposed to, I don't know, Tolstoy style music.
Yeah.
And what I mean is in Russian.
Expecto Donati.
So I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. It was funny because I was there with like 9 other people.
Oh, that's not a three turnout.
Three drummers.
Hmm.
Keyboard player, bass player, guitarist.
How did anyone get a park anywhere nearby? That's a disabled sticker joke.
Okay. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
it's good. We got outside and all of us were just like, I don't know. I don't really know.
Should we just go for a beer? Is that what you said?
We did. Yeah. And then we went to a little pop-up bar and they weren't going to let us in because he said, we're closing at 11 o'clock. And it was 22, and I said, we won't make any trouble. And then I danced a bit for him. And he said, you used to play at Crown.
Because of the dance?
I don't know.
Because of that move.
He used to be one of the bouncers at Stakeout.
Oh, wowza.
So what's that, 10 years ago?
8
years ago, something? George.
George.
So George Lewison. We had a couple of scotches. Yeah, it was one of those nights.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
And I bought Duty Free Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire.
I
was trying to convince Steve and Robbie to do shots.
But did they?
Back at my joint. Nah, they were all like, oh, no, we're going to get it for work. Dickheads. What a couple of dickheads.
I never have to get up for work.
No.
Yeah.
I do.
No, I was trying to explain someone to somebody the other day, a mutual friend of ours, because I've not been sleeping very well, and I think it's got to do with, you know...
Giving up coffee hasn't helped, has it?
No, not at all. So I'm back on it. Yeah. I mean, there's no point giving up things you love if it doesn't help you.
Dude.
I'm not saying it's stress or anxiety, but it's just like there's a lot on my mind. I'm mm-hmm. doing lots of things. And I was trying to explain the difference between what you do when you are in the middle of a creative project and when you have a job, right? You have a job that starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's when the function starts. Maybe you're running at the function center you work at or whatever. And you can think about your job for tomorrow, but you can't actually really do anything about it until you arrive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Because it happens in a particular space and a particular time. And you can do a bit of prep for it maybe in your mind, and you can, you know, maybe write some things out at home about what you're going to do, how you're going to plan stuff. But until the people arrive for the function or you arrive at work to prepare for it, there's nothing you can do about it. But when you've got a CD launch or when you've got a project like that, there's a never-ending list of things to do. And the thing that you stress about is that actually they never have to happen. Like, because that thing doesn't actually have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So with, for instance, the function is going to happen whether you rock up for work or not.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are going to rock up and do the job whether you're there, or they're going to deal with the fact that you haven't rocked up to do mm-hmm. the job, because the people who are doing the function, who booked it to participate, are going to rock up to have their function.
Sure.
So it's going to happen. Whereas the thing about releasing a CD or writing something or updating your website or doing a Facebook Live or whatever, that doesn't matter if you don't do it. Like, so there's this thing that you are battling, knowing that if I pull the plug on the momentum, I'm screwed, because it would be hard to get that back up and running. And then the other aspect of knowing that you are the whole, you are the function.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a separate entity, like, that's,
no,
you
no,
know,
of course.
So you're always on, you're always running this, you know, function thing. I was trying to explain the difference of that, and I said that, so I'm not stressed about it in the sense of, you know, I have anxiety issues and there's all this pressure from anyone else to make it happen. But you kind of have to create this kind of pressure to make it happen. And it's trying to find that balance that doesn't keep you up all night thinking about stuff. And I'm not thinking about it stressing. I'm thinking about it going, oh, I could do this, I could do that. Oh, maybe I need to find out about this. I need to call this person. And I think that's got a lot to do with why I'm not sleeping particularly well.
Okay.
Now, it's not to say that people who have an actual job don't stress and don't, like, you know, and you know, find it hard to sleep, because I know obviously many people do. Just a different kind of scenario. Anyway, I was trying to explain that to that person and they didn't understand.
Mm.
And of course I understood why they didn't understand, because it's A, they don't live in the same world as me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have lived in the world of having to show up for work. So,
and being stressed about it.
Yeah. Look, I guess I'm fortunate that most of the jobs I've had, like, I've known I couldn't do anything about it till I got there, so I was pretty pragmatic about that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, I used to... And I've mostly done jobs I've really liked, and when I've done jobs I didn't like, I stopped doing them pretty quick. So,
I fall asleep really easily. I mean, like...
Oh, I fall asleep. No problem.
Yeah, I'm seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
But if I wake up after 3 or 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, I'm immediately into...
That's what's going on with
the
me.
Brain space of, these are the things that I have to deal with or that I didn't deal with today.
Oh.
So it kind of loads up. And last night it happened to me a lot. And I was driving... And I barely ever listened to the radio, but I was flipping radio stations. And I think I might have found myself on Light FM, maybe.
Mm.
And there was this... I can't sing it to you. You know when you try to sing a song to someone, particularly if it doesn't have words, or you don't know the words and you only know the melody?
Did you go... Doo, 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 doo.
No, not that so much as... When you sing it to someone, they only hear the bit that you're singing. And I can hear the rest of the song in my head.
Of course, right.
So I can hear the drum part and I can hear the little single note guitar line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big 70s string thing. It's all very soft and soppy. And I just had to sing that to myself every time I woke up and started thinking about work. And I had to fill my brain
with that
song.
Yeah, good.
To lull me back to sleep. Which song? And it worked every time. I don't know what it's called, so I don't know how to find it. Starts with a big string flourish, and it's very kind of almost, well, it's soppy. It's sappy. Not soppy. It's sappy. It's instrumental. It's almost disco-ish, but not disco.
Okay.
So it's very... Oh, no, it's not disco. It's middle of the road. It's very middle of the road, but with big, lush, melodramatic strings, and it's happy.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, I'll find it. I'll find it. Maybe it'll help.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, how was your holiday?
It's good, man. Thailand for a week. Haven't been for a while. I have been a number of times, but I haven't been for a while. And I haven't been with these people. Yeah, so...
So, it's a new experience for all of you.
Yeah.
Even though you were familiar with the place.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the thing, actually. I would like to be going to different places. There's certainly if I am going to take a break, there is a tendency, because I really only would ever get probably a week off at a time, there is a tendency to go for the thing you already know. That's not actually how I usually operate in my life.
Yeah, what your purpose of the... Are you having a holiday or are you having a trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On your trips.
So I went to Vietnam because I got to go somewhere I hadn't been before, which is great. I mean, I've probably been to Thailand more than half a dozen times.
Yeah, right.
But with the girls having not been before, I wanted them to be able to just have a holiday and have a really good time. So I went to somewhere where I kind of knew stuff and where we wouldn't.
So you're gonna
and they're inexperienced travelers. Yeah. But even just the getting there, it's like I kind of, you know,
like one taxi from the airport. Pretty.
I know
how
to do this. I know where to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that. Yeah. Anyway, had a ball. They had a ball. Loved it.
Did you say how many water slides?
Well, two water slides into the at the resort. Two water slides that were the same length, so you could race one to the other. I got injured.
Did you misuse the water slide?
I did.
Yes?
I did.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's life, isn't it?
I had a
tube. You haven't lived unless you've misused the water slide.
A tube in the shape of a donut. It was round, but it had sprinkles on it, so it was actually a donut. Had a bite out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ass was a bit big for it, so I was kind of perched rather than in it, and then I slipped, and I got a big scab on my leg and a couple on each elbow, and I bumped my head all in the one run.
Awesome.
But... Far out, I was quick.
Did you win?
Yeah, won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bleed?
I did bleed. No, I didn't bleed immediately, but... the scab... The injury on my leg was... kind of snuck up on me a bit, because it was kind of there, and you could see that it had taken all my lovely tan off. But, then it got one of those deep scabs, like those ones that have relief. Like topographic scab, if that's a thing.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, they look like...
I should have done a rubbing.
I think that's what caused the scab.
Yeah. Oh, right, on my leg. Yes. Yeah.
Cool rubbings.
Nice. Is that a good film?
Cool rubbings?
Yeah.
I remember it to be very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... You noticed that... I often reply with, I remember it to be enjoyable. I don't remember if it was good. That's why God made the movie. We really do run a movie podcast, don't we? Because every podcast we talk about a film. or two.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I watched Storks today after I brought the kid home from school.
And
which I didn't know anything about.
It was an animated film?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, cool. I haven't seen it.
Andy Samberg.
So, Storks, what's the premise?
Oh, did we not even get that far?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, Storks deliver babies, don't you know?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Has it got any stalky puns?
Not so much. Yeah. Not so much stalky puns. Could be worse.
Do they make them stalks?
You know, but can you believe when you say stalky puns, why didn't... There should have been a Stalky Park reference in there. It should have been like a ooh, Russian rock band.
All right. The Stalkians.
Stalky Park.
Stalkians.
Stalky and Sea.
Yeah.
Writes itself.
Our gifts are wasted. Not writing for Disney Pixar. Clearly. Did you cry?
Yes, I cried. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've probably discussed before that I'm a crier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do sometimes.
Hmm.
I was crying it up 2 days ago.
Well, I remember seeing that at the movies with my goddaughter and her mum when she was 10 or 11. Not the mum.
Good.
Yeah, me just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A me too.
Kid in the balloon and his wife dies and... And this one sitting in between. Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids haven't lost anything in life yet.
Arnie's lost fucking heaps of things. Pandora bracelet, fucking phones.
I made that reference before. Given how often I reference in our conversations and podcasts of conversations I've had with people, I only have maybe 3 or 4 a week, so luckily I get to reference them all in our podcast. But I was saying that the other day to someone I'm quite close to, their grandfather's going into a home and he's not very well, and so the great grandchildren, they're like, how do we tell the kids? And I was saying, you just tell them, kids are fine with that. Kids are okay. Like, you're sort of 35 and you've got your whole life with your granddad that you're referencing. This is really sad. It's an emotional thing for you. But they're 5. They're like, they get that things just come and go and people get old and die. They understand that when they're young. When they... Well, adults think that they want...
I don't think understand's the right word.
No, I think they do. Like, it's because it's a simple idea. Like, you're born and you die. It's easy to... It's actually easy to grasp because you don't have as much... You don't have a life of...
I get what you're saying, but...
I think they're
accepting of it, but without... I don't necessarily think they understand what it means.
Well, I disagree with that. I think kids get it. They understand that, you know, dogs die. And that's sad. Okay. You know, pets die, people die, they get it. They
hair
just don't...
Hair dies.
I think the thing that adults tend to do is because we're older and we've had a lot of emotional experience, trauma of breakups, all that kind of stuff, the kids haven't had that yet.
Mm.
And so what we do is like, I want to protect the kids from the sadness and the trauma of it. It's like, kids don't need to be protected from that. They need to be, because that's a reality of life.
So you reckon kids get that?
Yeah, well, what I really do believe is that what adults do is they impose the idea of how they feel about the loss, about they feel about
of
sadness,
course, mate.
And they go, I want to protect my kid from that. But what they want to protect their kid from is their experience,
yeah, yeah.
Not the kid's experience.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah. It's like the idea of, oh, you know, should the kid go to the funeral? Yeah, absolutely. Kids should go to the funeral. They need to understand that. You don't want to protect your kids from that stuff. You want to let kids...
With that too.
It's only absolutely. Really been the last, you know, what, 2 generations that...
Yeah,
3.
We've tried to shield
that people haven't died
yeah, yeah.
anymore. I mean, like, I was talking to my brother the other day and he goes... I've known three people have died. I'm 36 years old. Like, where, you know, you think about 100 years ago and infant mortality was over 50%.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just not experience that people have much anymore. And I think as adults, we have trouble dealing with it. But I think I do think the kids are like, oh, yeah, cool. All right. Well, I guess they're not around.
I like what you're saying, though.
Mm. Let's just use that over here.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
We need to go to work now anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Dom's annoyed. Look at him. He's putting his special, not actually happy face on.
Well, I work hard on this stuff.
I know. Oh, buddy.
And it always works. Why isn't it working? That's not going to help. Been cracking the shits. So the audio from today's podcast, I'm gonna cut out of that and fuck with it.
Great.
So how should we wrap up the podcast? I'll edit now. I'll do some editing.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what you're now seeing and listening to is the aftermath of three audio problems, and Matt's being very gracious and trying to boost up my confidence because I'm a bit grumpy and upset with the technology.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with technology, is that something that works and then all of a sudden doesn't is difficult to troubleshoot too.
Mm.
And you don't know what's going to happen until it happens next time.
Nor. I might have to go back to what we used to do with the desk and actually back to locationing stuff. Yeah,
well, we can do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of this has kind of been stopgappy kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, it has.
Including a one that we did in the car park the other day.
Which didn't work.
No, which is a shame. It was good. We only had a very, very limited amount of time last time for 34.1.
Mm.
So we just thought we'd do a song.
It's true.
The song blew it apart.
Yeah, so maybe it wasn't the fact that the song blew it apart. Maybe this thing was blown.
Maybe it was that. No.
I mean, I thought there was a good chance it just didn't like you two. But
us two.
Me three.
I was trying to get Ali to spell today. And I asked her to spell hippopotamus. And every time she got to IP, I would stop her and say, you pee?
H-I-P.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I had a band in high school called Hippopotamucus. It was a three-piece instrumental band.
Of course it was.
And I think we had maybe two songs where I just basically played your wanky guitar.
Mm.
Yeah, Hippopotamucus.
It's good. All right.
Should we go?
Yeah, let's better. Better.
And I'll sort this out. Hopefully, next week, we'll be back on doing cool things. Hey, are you doing Monday at Crown, what do you call it?
Showcase?
Nah, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I am.
What time is that gig?
2 to 6.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm doing one at the same time.
Yeah, of course you are.
So maybe we could...
That's why I couldn't get you to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I haven't got anyone yet.
Oh, cool. That's not till Monday. Don't worry about it. It's Wednesday.
Oh, God.
All right, see you later. And next podcast will be a full and uninterrupted conversation with the Two Ring Circus.
Nice. Yeah, good wrap-up.
This is going to be part of my audition reel for
Disney
the rest of my life. I'm going to pass the audition for the rest of my life.
Bye.